So I'm 79 years old. I live on a fixed income. I've lived here for 13 years. And since, and I'm devastated. My rent has doubled. I don't know what I'm going to do.
They raised the rent on the seniors $300 and promised them that they would raise the rent every year. And then they said, if you can't deal with this, you should leave.
I really hope that our government is able to hear our cries and our pleas and just help us for once and for all. It's just gone out of control.
Paying rent every month is a struggle for millions of Americans. One of them is Davita Gatewood.
Yeah, everybody that I've spoken with is dealing with the same issues. Paying double, triple the rent, or just saying, you know, David, I can't afford the rent, period.
She's a renter and organizer for tenants in Lexington, Kentucky.
I don't know how I'm going to be able to afford my medication that I need and take care of my rent. It's an either or, and it should never have to be that way.
Soaring rent prices are just one of the effects the pandemic has had on the U.S. economy, and it's a problem that President Biden is trying to address. Last week, his administration announced new initiatives aimed at protecting renters across the country. Rachel Siegel is a reporter here at The Post and has been covering the Biden administration's new plan to help tenants.
Biden on the campaign trail and earlier phases of the Biden administration have made a point around more equitable housing under the umbrella of a more equitable economy. Housing, whether you rent or you own, is one of the main ways that you might interact with or feel the economy in your daily life. But the current rent escalation, these soaring rent costs, have really become sort of a bug of the COVID economy.
Today, as rent checks are due across the country, I talk with Rachel about President Biden's efforts to address high rent prices and what's been happening to the housing market ever since mortgage rates spiked last year. So, Rachel, last week, the Biden administration announced moves to help tenants. Can you explain exactly what they're doing?
The White House is doing a couple of different things to respond to really high rent that has become a feature of the post-COVID or the COVID economy. They announced a blueprint for a renter's bill of rights, which is not binding, but it basically sets out some guidelines for ways renters can stay in affordable and safe housing. The White House is also announcing a kind of call to action. They're calling it a challenge to get housing providers or landlords, as well as state and local governments, to try and strengthen policies in their own markets. And then they also announced a number of commitments that individual federal agencies are making to make rent more affordable or to look at ways that rent has become out of reach, unsafe, unfair for many people in this country.